This conference is all about the future. How will society change, our planet, and us as a civilization? What role will technology play, and what can we expect? These are the questions being posed here to reputable scientists, philosophers, and futurists, as well as popular science fiction writers, representatives of business and creative industries from about 100 countries. That's around 3,000 participants representing the SEO, BRICS, CIS, and beyond. Multipolarity at its best.
When Americans and their satellites deal with international and regional problems, they think of only one thing: to preserve their privileged position. The role of regional and inter-regional interstate associations in Africa, Asia and Latin America is strengthening. An important step towards multipolarity should be the establishment of direct contacts and horizontal links. The West will come to its senses and wake up when it realizes that its colonial ways are harmful, including for the West itself.
Russia wants to be not only a part of the conversation, but also lead the way, which is why they have organized this international conference, which also comes with a very futuristic exhibition, from popular book covers being brought to life to unbelievable innovations and future plans. We can see here, for example, plans to install a nuclear power plant in outer space by 2035. And that's as part of a Russian-Chinese project to create an international scientific lunar base. So the potential truly is limitless.
It's a reality now. Power is not concentrated in one point. But the countries in the south can always harness their potentials and come together as a force to be reckoned with, so that as a multipolar, we'll be able to do a lot in the South compared to what the North Pole is also doing.
The world will never be unipolar again. This period is over. It is wrong when one country tries to plan a path for the whole future. There should be many opportunities instead.
We want to get our voice heard. And that's the reason why we believe that all countries, irrespective of their size, should be treated as equal.
It's a three-day affair with more than 60 events in the program, all taking place at the brand new National Russia Center, the brainchild of Vladimir Putin to preserve and, of course, showcase Russia's achievements on a permanent basis. Now, as for this child right here, well, we'll tell you about him on day two of Inventing the Future, so stay tuned.